Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, one of the things I love is finding an importer who goes out and beats the bushes and finds some things that are not in the mainstream. They find, you know, peculiar little appellations all over the place, and they bring those wines to us, and it kind of keeps the game fresh.
I certainly agree, and one of my recent encounters is with a gentleman by the name of Alan Cohen, who has a local importer wholesaler called LVDH, and they kind of specialize. I mean, they do a lot of Bordeaux, but they also have a lot of probably lesser known appellations, as you just referred to, that are some of them really good and really good values.
Neat, very neat.
So yeah, well, I'm into value these days.
know,
it's a
Why
good
not?
Thing. Anyway, here's one that I came across through him. It's from Jean Perrier et Fils. It's a 2014 Savoie Blanc. Producer is A. Beams. It's called Cuvée Gastronomie. It is a grape that I don't know anything about. Jacquère, you know it?
That's a new one on me,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
I never heard of it before, but it's 100% of it, and whatever it is, it's pretty good, and we should know more about it.
Okay.
So this is pear and green apple flavors with a really nice minerality and sort of lemon-lime notes with a really delicate, crisp, light overall structure. If you were thinking of a nice, light aperitif wine, I know we're going into the colder months now, but remember this for next spring when you're looking for that crisp white to have when you go back out on your deck. This would be really nice. It's almost Chenin Blanc-like, but it's just a little more delicate.
Right.
I liked it a lot, and it sells for $11.
So, whoa.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Okay. There's a producer called Lionel Osmin, and I had two bottles from this producer. These loosely come from the Cahors area, and both of these are Malbecs. Now, Malbec, especially the wines that are coming out of South America, have sort of become very ubiquitous and very much cookie cutter, and they're all sort of big and fruit forward and jammy. And if you kind of want to see what Malbec looks like that doesn't go through that South American interpretation, here are two good examples.
Okay.
The first one is from a 2012 vintage. It's called La Reserve, and it's just the Osmin producer. This is, you know, sort of a very dark, opaque almost, with forward flavors of red and black fruits with a very subtle woody note. It's soft and round, but it does not have that big fruit-forward jamminess that you get in pretty much in all of the South American ones. It's very pleasing and hedonistic, and it sells for, again, a whopping $11.
What were the tannins like on it?
The tannins on this were actually fairly fine-grained, not clunky by any stretch of the imagination. The other one that he produces, which is actually designated Cahors as opposed to La Reserve, is a little more money at $16 a bottle. And it's just a little bigger, a little more complex with a little bit of cocoa notes. Frankly, I think I'd go for the La Reserve over the more expensive one. Now, he has this really wonderful bottle called Domaine La Bastide. Its sort of regional fanciful name is Le Genet. This is 100% Syrah. It's sort of a step above a Vin du Pays. It's dynamite. Big black fruit, plum, spice, tar, and blueberry flavors with really nice. It's big and full body, but the tannins are sort of actually refined.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hot in the finish, but, you know, it sold for all of $12, and I was pretty darn happy. Yeah. I mean, just couple of really good examples of particular varietals coming from France where there's some character and a really nice price point.
They sound great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.